Good morning and welcome to all, particularly our guests who join us here on this Easter Sunday morning for the offering of the Mass here at the Church of the Madeleine. For all of our guests, know that you're always welcomed here. Not only today, but the doors are open. And this is a place of prayer, a place of faith, a place of mercy, in which all are welcome. Congratulations go out tonight for those who, at the Easter Vigil last night, were received into full communion of the Catholic Church through the baptism, confirmation, the Eucharist. There, the ones here are among an estimated 150,000 throughout the United States who came into the church last night. So prayers of thanksgiving and joy for that. My thanks to all who have taken part in our liturgies throughout the Lenten season in this Holy Week, who've served with music, who have served at the altar, who have helped to distribute communion and other liturgical functions, and also especially those who came to help decorate the church for today, this joyful celebration. There's a traditional proclamation for Easter which says that Christ is risen, and the response is, truly, he has risen. And we celebrate Easter, we celebrate the resurrection, whether or not it's raining. Whether or not there are peals of thunder on Easter Sunday morning. We note that the gospel accounts of the resurrection are specific about the day of the week. They're specific about the time of day. They are silent as to the weather conditions. But whether it's rain or shine, we gather here to celebrate the resurrection, to say that Christ has risen. Truly, he has risen to bring life and hope. For those associated with Bishop Kelly High School, last week's been a difficult week. One of their longtime faculty members, brother Chris Baker, died after a long struggle with cancer, and his funeral was this last Monday. And also a former student, a 16-year-old student formerly at Bishop Kelly, also died this last week. A lot of grief, a lot of tears. And as Father Brian O'Brien mentioned to someone yesterday, he said, we could use some Easter. We could all use some Easter. Because sometimes in life, it's shining. And sometimes it's not. Sometimes it rains. Sometimes it pours. But the message of Easter is that of hope and of joy. For we see in this proclamation of the great Paschal mysteries that God has completely restored our humanity, restored us to grace through the incarnation, through the Word of God made flesh, Jesus, the one who comes to save us through his cross and resurrection. That we rejoice today that we, a church of sinners, a church of the broken, a church of the wounded, that God looks upon us with love and restores our humanity, restores our dignity through Jesus. The last 3 days for us, we've celebrated the heart of the Paschal mysteries, the heart of our faith. On Holy Thursday, we celebrated the gift of Jesus in the Eucharist and in the ordained priesthood. On Good Friday, we celebrated the gift of Jesus and his blood on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins. On Saturday, Holy Saturday, we spent the time in prayer and meditation about the meaning of Jesus' death and burial. And last night, we began the Easter Vigil to celebrate with joy the gift of new and eternal life in the risen Christ. The celebration that we continue today, and not only today, because Easter is far more than a single day. It is the great Christian celebration. So as a church, we will continue to celebrate for the next 50 days with this Easter candle will be lit from now until Pentecost Sunday, that the light of Christ comes to shine even in the darkest of moments. Especially in those days, those times of life when we could use some Easter. For the greatest of God's miracles are poured out upon us, upon the darkness of our fears, our sins, of our physical death, upon our misery. This is God's mercy and infinite love that is made real in the human face of the Father's mercy, who is Jesus Christ. Now, in the midst of all the amens and alleluias today, a word of caution. Easter, for Christian believers, particularly those who are Catholic, is not a feel-good celebration of springtime. It's something dangerous. Easter, for the Christian believer, is a radically dangerous celebration of God's mercy. For to say that Jesus was raised physically in the flesh, and not just simply in a symbolic or metaphorical way, that's dangerous. To say that the resurrection is not simply a spiritual event, or that he simply rose in the hearts of his disciples, that's dangerous. Because Christianity hinges on the bodily resurrection of Jesus. To say otherwise, to say it was a spiritual event, he rose in the hearts of his disciples, sorry to be a bit blunt, but nonsense. That is not the account of the eyewitnesses that we hear in the Gospels. That is not is what we hear in the letters of the early apostles, the first apostles that make up the New Testament. That is not the proclamation of the church for the last 2,000 years. It is as clear and definite that we celebrate, we believe in a bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Now, people are free to believe this or not. But if we say that we believe in a risen Christ, then we can no longer treat Jesus as merely a historical figure, a good and humble and wise man whose teachings we may admire and might even on occasion try to imitate, as long as we agree with them and they're not too difficult to put into practice. Nor can we say that we believe in a risen Christ and profess our faith in him, and then to do so only in a partial way, only in a half way, only living out the parts that we like, only living out the parts that are easy, and to live more or less as we were before we encountered God's mercy in the risen Christ. Instead, if we profess our faith in the risen Christ, a profession that we will renew in a few moments when we renew the promises of our baptism, which we do every Easter, then we can no longer live lives as before. Once we encounter the mercy of Jesus in his cross and resurrection, calling us to repentance and conversion, then we can't live and do as we want to do as everyone else is doing. And that's dangerous, because it calls us to look for a new way of life, to assimilate our life into that of Jesus. That's the meaning of the Easter proclamation, that Christ is risen. Truly, he has risen. And to do so is dangerous. For to profess faith in the risen Christ means that then we are to live as an expression of God's mercy. Father Roger Landry, a priest of the Diocese of Fall River, Massachusetts, who spoke recently to the priests and deacons of our diocese, puts it in a wonderful way. And I know that if you've been here this last couple of weeks, you've heard me quote him more than once. And I do so for a couple of reasons. When I go to these clergy education gatherings, I try to take good notes. The second, he had some really good things to say that are worth sharing. Father Landry says, if we believe in the risen Christ, then it means that we as the church are to be walking, talking, living, breathing advertisements of God's mercy, living out those corporal and spiritual works of mercy, including reconciling with others, including forgiving others. For we profess that because of mercy, so what we profess this day at Easter, that we were saved while we were yet sinners, even when we were dead. Because of God's mercy, now as the church of sinners, of the broken and of the wounded, we are to become a means of mercy. We to become that mercy. We become that light of Christ that shines in the darkness, that shines when it's raining and pouring. But remember, as the Gospel of John tells at the very beginning, the Word of God is made flesh, the light comes into the world, and the world prefers the darkness. It's dangerous for Jesus. That's why he's crucified. And it is dangerous for us as well, because it means that we are to live less in the way of the world and more in the way of Christ if we're going to be faithful disciples, to be agents of mercy. It will call for us to make sacrifices. It will call for us to make the difficult decisions that are also the right decisions, and how often those two are the same. For what we profess on this happy, joyful day, with amens and hallelujahs, is to profess this faith, is to live this faith, not only to rejoice in God's mercy, but to become God's mercy for the world. Who we are to be as a church is sharing God's mercy with the world. That's why we exist. And it's a bodily resurrection that we believe in. If it wasn't, then what we're doing right now is pointless. And people like me should go out and look for honest work. But we profess today and every day in a bodily resurrection. Therefore, we are to become the agents of mercy for the world. And may this mercy burn within our hearts as we celebrate the Paschal mysteries, as today on this rainy day that we cry out that Christ is risen. Truly, He has risen.